This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Christmas Magic by Kathy Kelly, read by Grainne Gillis. Christmas Magic. Primrose Cottage sat at the very end of Johnson's Lane, an enchantingly pretty little house with wisteria snaking into the low roof and rose bushes clustering up to peer in the windows. It was owned by the Malone sisters, Dolores and Genevieve, and although they didn't get a lot of post, the sisters were on first-name terms with the postman, Bernard, who often stopped at Primrose Cottage for a quick cup of tea of a morning. When he had anything for them, Bernard's routine was to arrive at about 9:30, by which time Genevieve would have completed the crossword and Dolores taken the dogs for their first little stroll of the day up past that nice young couple's cottage and back. The kettle would be boiling away happily on the range and Dolores's scones would be warming in the small oven, ready for dollops of Genevieve's crabapple jelly. Genevieve was the chattier, more outgoing of the two. Older than her sister, Bernard thought, but more worldly and keen on wearing silver combs in her white hair. She was a smiling sort of person, always neatly dressed in flower colours and with turquoise...